Sure is good to be in the Lord's house this evening. Good to see everybody. Got a great crowd. And we had good services and had a good time when we was gone. But we missed all you folks, and we're glad to be back. And we watched the live streams, and we enjoyed the preaching Wednesday night and Sunday morning and Sunday night, and enjoyed the good singing we had and how the church moved powerful. And it just blessed my soul. And so I'm excited to be back here tonight. And good to see everybody. And got a scripture come to me that I feel like reading. It's in the book of Matthew, the 18th chapter, and starting at verse 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Let me read that again. I messed it up. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Then came Peter unto him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. That's amazing. Let's all stand for a word of prayer as we pray. Precious Heavenly Father, thank you for being in our midst. Lord, when we come together to worship you, you didn't say you might come by. You said, there I am. And Lord, I feel you already tonight. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate everybody that's here. And we just ask you to bless this service, and any visitors you got, certainly bless them. And God, just help us to have a worship time tonight that'll help us and strengthen us and stir our hearts. We ask you these things, and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. We'll turn over to the choir.
Page 149. page 71. Page 71. A flat.
We were singing that song, Still Jesus Will Outshine Them All. And it took me back to our trip when we went to Israel. And when we got there, I told Terry, I said, I'm so tired. When we get there, I'm going straight to bed. And we got there, and we were right on the Sea of Galilee.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go to bed. This is wonderful, you know. So we got out. We were all tired, but we got out and walked up and down through there, the Sea of Galilee. I'm like, wow. And all the things that we saw were beautiful. I mean, there were some just magnificent sights. But when we went to the tomb, and the tomb was empty, Jesus outshined them all. And we all talked about it. We could have left right then and came home. We were satisfied. We'd seen the empty tomb. I knew it was empty. Terry even said that when he came out. We knew it was already empty. But to go in there and see that empty tomb, Jesus outshined them all.
Yeah, feller's supposed to lead. I think he forgot to look at the list, but
It's all good because I'm so thankful to be back here. Lord, just bless me. Yeah, you do. Feller don't know a little bit of health can get you down. Didn't miss church. You don't realize how bad you miss it till you come back. The Lord just blesses you. And I'm thankful for the Lord blessing me tonight. I'll ask everybody to stand to your feet. Anybody have any unspoken prayer requests? Any spoken prayer requests? My buddy Johnny, he asked me to ask church to pray for him. He's got he had that heart cast, and he's got tests tomorrow, stress. He's pretty worried about it. Pray for him. Prayer request before we go to the Lord in prayer. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Certainly remember your brother. Sounds a lot like my dad. It's hard to get him to. Lord did bless me to get to talk to him a little bit, though. Thankful for that. Brother Carl, lead us in prayer. Amen. At at this time was asking, anybody have a song or a testimony on your heart? You can continue to keep praying for me if you would. I still got back stuff I got to go through, but I think I'll be all right. I got anything on your heart, song or testimony? Yeah. Yeah.
Restore the joy of my
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I'm thankful for people that go to a church where you can feel that joy.
Yeah.
Just being here is not really helping.
Yeah. Same way I feel, Jeremy. That's right. I got to watch online. That's good, but it's better to be here. Anybody else got anything on your heart? Nobody's got anything. I'll turn it over to my pastor.
Once again, I'm going to say thank the Lord for being here. I've already felt him real sweet, and it blesses my heart. And it's such a blessing as it's getting up close to church time, especially. And you're thinking about coming, and you think about seeing people, fellowshipping, and then worshiping and feeling the Holy Spirit move. It's very exciting, and I think we got a reason to be excited. And so it's good to be here, and if you're visiting, we especially say glad to have you too. And if you haven't been able to be here for a while and you've gotten back, thank you for coming back. And so I appreciate everything's been done already. And let me ask again, anybody have a song or a testimony on your heart? Anybody? If God give you something, or whatever it is, do it. Right. Not, we'll give these preachers a chance. I appreciate our preaching brothers. Every one of them. We got good bunch of preachers. God's blessed each one of them who follow the Lord and preach the gospel. And every one of them is a blessing to me. I appreciate them. And so, one of you fellows got something on your heart, come ahead. Just follow the Lord. Just come. Mind the Lord. Tell us what God's wanting you to tell us. Not get in front of anybody if you feel like God's got something for you to do. Come do that. Any others? I'll wait just a little bit here. If you got something, come ahead. Well, let me ask again if somebody's got a song. Well, let me make a request. How about the young people come and sing a song? Could you do that? Let's really pray for them. was really good singing. I appreciate it. It blessed me. If you got your Bibles, you want to turn with me. The 27th chapter of Matthew, verse 46. I'll read a few verses. Pray real hard, if you would, please. And then I'm going to read a couple of verses in the 10th chapter of Hebrews. Okay, Matthew 27:46. This is about when Jesus was being crucified. At about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani." That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there when they heard that said, "This man calls for Elias." And straightway one of them ran, took a sponge and filled it with vinegar, put it on a reed and gave him to drink. The rest said, "Let be. Let us see whether Elias will come to save him." Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were open, and many of the bodies of the saints which slept arose. And so, especially keep that in mind where it says the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. Then we look over here in the 10th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and starting at verse 19. "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." And so I thought about that veil. I didn't know I'd need to use that tonight. I should have studied it more than I did when I was studying it. But it still come back to me. So you pray. I preach what little bit that I get on it maybe. And back when Moses, when God gave Moses the plans for the temple, and God told him how to build it, and there was a section of it that called the holy place, and then there was a veil at the end of that, and then you go past the veil, it was the holiest of holies. And the only one could go into the holiest of holies was the high priest. And his circumstances were very limited. He could just go in there one time a year. And when he went in there, he had to be cleaned up just right. If he went in dirty, he would die. And he also, when he went in there, it says he had to go in not without blood. Well, what's that mean? It means he had to have blood sacrifice when he went in there to the holiest of holies. He went in there to offer for the sins of the people, and not only for the other people, but he offered a sacrifice for himself because he wasn't perfect either. And so that was signifying something and telling us something. It was like a picture because that high priest was just being a figure or just telling us a story because Jesus is our spiritual high priest. And just to kind of sum it up, this point, when Jesus died, he entered back into heaven. That's the holiest of holies. And this down here, the holiest of holies, was just telling that story. But when Jesus entered into heaven, like that high priest back there, Jesus, he took blood when he went in there. Boy, praise God. But here's the difference. He didn't have to go once a year. Back there, they showed that forth once a year. They were telling the story. But when Jesus did, he did it once and for all. And boy, when he took blood and he put on the altar in heaven, he placed the blood there. He didn't have to put blood for himself because he didn't have any sin. But he put enough blood on the altar in heaven to take care of mine and yours and everybody in the whole world, their sin. Talk about that being something. Now, when the Bible, where I read to you about the temple, the veil of the temple, said was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. When I was reading that this time, God just blessed my heart. When I read that, it was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and God spoke to me. He said, if you look at that just right, when it was rent from the top to the bottom, it was rent all the way from heaven. That's the top, all the way down to this whole earth. That's the bottom. You talk about opening up a doorway. When I was reading about this and thinking about it earlier, I began to think, and I asked the question, what about the veil? Was it a door or was it a barrier? And I guess you could say yes both ways. It was a barrier. Now, I'll be honest with you. A lot of times, I don't tell people when I'm preaching. A lot of times, I don't tell about stuff I don't know or couldn't figure out. There's a lot of that, but I don't usually tell it. Now, back under the law, when the high priest once a year was going in to the temple, the holiest of holies. Now, I don't really know. Some of you Bible readers might know. I might have just overlooked. I don't know how the high priest got in there past the veil. I don't know how he got in there, but he did. How do you know? Because the Bible said he did. He went through the veil or past the veil or under the veil or over the veil. I don't know how he got in there, but he got in there. Praise God. You say, preacher, what's that point? What are you making that point for? I don't know how Jesus did what he did either, but he did it. Praise God. And so I want you to know that veil that was torn in two from the top to the bottom, it made a doorway. And back here where we read to you, back here in the book of Hebrews, where it talks about a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. Well, now wait a minute, preacher. How can his flesh be the veil? It signifies something. Now, let's go back. The flesh of mankind, that's what got us in trouble to start with. Talking about a barrier or a doorway. Back in the Garden of Eden, Adam sinned. And I'm telling you, they got thrown out of the garden. Well, sin come on all humanity. The flesh of mankind has been a problem all along. And so that was the barrier. That was the wall. That was a hard place to get through, Billy Ray. And what a picture this is. When Jesus come, he came in human flesh. That flesh that had been the problem all the time, Jesus came in that kind of flesh. He wasn't conceived by a man, but he was conceived by the Holy Ghost, but in a woman that was his mother, but he still was a fleshly man because he was born of the flesh. Well, praise God. When it talks about over here, I said a new and living way which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh. I'm telling you what, you talk about that flesh being there, and you talk about that veil in the temple, about it being torn from top to bottom. I'm telling you what, Jesus Christ, he was sacrificed like that veil. It tore him apart. He opened himself up to be a sacrifice for sins for all humanity. Listen to me today. If you're here today, you might say, preacher, I don't understand anything about that veil. I don't understand much about that. Well, understand this point. It's simple as it gets. If you're lost, you're on the way to hell. And Jesus came and opened up a way that was a big door, big enough to get the whole world in. Well, then, preacher, why is everybody not coming in? Because they're saying no to the Holy Spirit when it knocks at their heart. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I want you to know tonight, God doesn't push anybody out and tell them they can't come in. God calls, and when he calls with power, and he speaks to the heart, and he invites people to come in, well, praise God, when he invites them to come in, if they will, they can be part of the household of faith. They can have what God's got. We become heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. What's that mean, preacher? Odd as it might sound and amazing as it might be, when I get to heaven, everything Jesus has got, I'm going to have it too. That's what a joint heir is. When you get to, you say, well, preacher, you must think you're something special. Jesus Christ made us something special, but I'm no more special than you, and you're no more special than me. We've all got the same thing. Let me just get another point. You know, there's some people talks like that they're getting more stars in their crown, doing a lot of work, and they're going to have a higher place in heaven. No such thing. We're going to heaven by the shed blood of Jesus.
That's what takes us to heaven. So everything that we're going to have over there is through the blood, and the blood is the same to everybody. It comes from the flesh of Jesus that was shed, and like the veil, the flesh of Jesus Christ. And so God opened up the door. The veil, I praise God, when I was looking at it, is it a barrier or is it a doorway? I tell you what, I really got a blessing out of seeing how open that the door really is. Let's come get us a song. That's enough little preaching, a little bit of a message about the veil, and there's a lot in there on it. But listen, if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you need to get saved. Please come, and come through the doorway, come through the veil into the holiest of holies. You can get in heaven tonight. What do you mean, preacher? When I knelt there at the altar when I was 12 years old, I got in heaven. I got heaven in my soul, and I got in heaven. Well, are you in heaven yet, preacher? Not the flesh, but what's in my soul? It's in a heavenly place. So come while we sing. Church, pray. Pray real hard, church. Pray real hard. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. If you need to come pray, come pray. Please come. Don't let the devil talk you out of it. Just come. Obey the Lord. Help us, God. Whatever your need is, if you just need to come get closer to the Lord, if you need to come and rededicate your life to the Lord, listen, if you just need to come to the altar and ask God a question, He's got all the answers. If you feel like coming and getting something sorted out, you don't even have to tell us what it is. You don't have to say anything unless God gives it to you. But come. If God's wanting you to come and pray, come and pray. If you need to just move up a little closer, come and pray. Don't be embarrassed about coming to the altar. We ought not be embarrassed about the altar. Jesus wasn't embarrassed about going to Calvary. We ought not be embarrassed about coming to the altar. Please, I believe somebody needs to come. Not sure, not exactly sure who is, but I believe somebody needs to. I feel that burden to keep calling and asking, saying, come. Come if God's calling you. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Think about it. Before the song's over, step out and come if God's calling you. Come on. Help us, God. Help us, God. Amen. Amen. Now, any of you preachers got something? If you feel like preaching, don't be hesitate. You can preach after I did. Don't bother me a speck. Or if you got something on your heart to say or do, or anybody got anything, follow your heart. Just obey the Lord. Good to be here tonight. And I've said this before, I think our crowd's amazing. I just thank God for every person that's here. We know we've got some that can't be here, and we understand that. But thank God for every one of you that are here. Okay, anything before we come to close? Amen.
Let's keep him in prayer.
Amen. Keep Brother Roy Lau in prayer. And listen, Roy. That'll be good. Amen. We thank the Lord for Brother Roy and Sister Jeannie. Keep praying for them. Anybody else now?
Pastor Wade,
Yeah.
And he went on about his day, but my immediate concern was for the kids that didn't know him. So let's remember his family and the kids that he taught.
Right. Amen.
Able to cope with it and handle it.
Amen.
And I just want to say, with that, my heart was comforted because I know that if Bo did know him, he was Bo's teacher. Bo
yeah.
knows that he's in a better place.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm just so thankful for our church and so thankful for the salvation that God
yeah.
has given me and my kids. And,
yeah.
The loss are on my heart. The students at Likewise and the students in my classroom.
Amen. Right.
You never know where they stand. And
amen.
I don't know if they, right. preach at Likewise or what goes on there, but I hope that one day they get an opportunity to come under the gospel. And
amen.
God calls out
them. All right. Please remember that request. Good request. And he was a fine man. I'm confident, like Bo, I'm confident he's going to be the Lord. And but remember his family, his associates, and the children, especially. Anybody else? Yeah.
And he was the head of the Perry Likewise.
Yeah.
And Terry and I knew him personally. We've met with him many times.
Right.
Had prayer with him. I know he was a saved man. I know that.
Yeah.
And he actually was my supervisor because I volunteer sometimes at Perry. So I know what he was telling those kids was about.
Yeah. Him. Amen.
And that comforts my heart. I pray
right.
for his family. Like you said, I think
amen.
He was 61.
Yeah. Right. Amen. Appreciate all those words. Anyone else? Really pray for our services Sunday and Sunday night. I got a real burden for some folks that I hope to be here and kind of expect to be here. So let's, in any case, let's pray. God knows and God's able to help people get here. And he won't make them come, but he can encourage them to come. And so let's really pray for our services Sunday and Sunday night. I've got a longing to see some folks get saved. Anyone else? Anyone else? Anybody else? Any other announcements? Yeah, man. Come on, buddy. Pray. Pray while this thing, the invitation's still open, the altar's still available. If God's calling you, please come.
Y'all just pray. I just don't want to take it home with me.
That's good, buddy.
All alone and brokenhearted, trying to calm the raging battle in my mind, in search of many answers that my troubled soul just could not seem to find. Then I saw a flower blooming where there was no rain or sunshine. And I knew not that this flower would change the rest of my life. I found the lily in my valley. I found strength when I was worn. I found a place to leave my burdens, and I found refuge from the storm. A place where you can trade your dark skies for beaming rays of sunshine.